And here we are, and away we go on this Monday, July the 22nd, 2019, 18 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears back with you here in a live capacity, and I hope you're still with me. We're going to have a lot of fun today because the Ohio State Fair is getting ready to kick off in 2 days. And we have got this big Ohio State Fair ticket giveaway, so I hope you're out there listening today so we can get a lot of entries into our Ohio State Fair contest, because tomorrow will be the first drawing for tickets. Now, these are not just tickets for admission to the Ohio State Fair. These are tickets to the entertainment shows at the Ohio State Fair. So we're going to run through all that and do that over the next 2 hours here and have a lot of fun with that. But it's great to be back with you here in the afternoon. Give me a buzz if there's something you want to say in the last 2 weeks since I've been absent. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I hope you found your way back to where we are here live at 12 o'clock. 12 to 2. And we have a very special guest tomorrow who you're going to have to remind me about. I'm not going to announce it yet, but we're going to have this person live for the entire two-hour show tomorrow. Maybe we'll let him do the drawing of our first ticket giveaways tomorrow. That will be a lot of fun. I just told you it was a male. But who is it? Have any guesses? Just remind me to tell you. It's not a trivia question. Sometime over the next 2 hours, who the special guest is tomorrow live for the 2 hours, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Now, as many of you know, maybe some of you don't know, we're doing our big Ohio State Fair concert ticket giveaway extravaganza. This started last week. We've got several entries, thanks to Nate Redman and Glenn Coble and Charlie Evers and Weasel last week. Basically, all you have to do is answer a trivia question. You're allowed to enter one per hour, one time per hour. So you have the chance today to enter twice over the two-hour program. We'll put your name in a bucket, and starting tomorrow, we will draw for tickets for the entertainment shows at the Ohio State Fair. And we're going to do this on all the live shows here on WWGH Radio. Now, let me run down the entertainment and the dates of the entertainment and the tickets that we have. Now, starting on Wednesday, July 24th, Kids Bop World Tour 2019. Now, we have three pairs of tickets to that that we will be drawing tomorrow. So we'll have three big winners tomorrow. Thursday, July 25th, we have Chris Young. I know, very popular artist. Now, we have three pairs of tickets for that show. Life Jennings, Carl Thomas, and Shantae Moore. We have four pairs of tickets for that show. That's Friday, July the 26th. And I know this is going to be the big one coming up this weekend. Saturday, July the 27th at 7 p.m., Hank Williams Jr. And we have one pair of tickets for that show. Here's another big one. Monday, July the 29th at 7 p.m., Toby Keith with special guest Jimmy Allen. We'll be giving away one pair of tickets to that show. Tuesday, July the 30th, Matthew West with special guest Matt Marr. That'll be three pairs of tickets. REO Speedwagon, another big favorite. We have one pair of tickets to that show with special guest Night Ranger. That'll be Wednesday, July 31st. The SOS Band, Midnight Star, three pairs of tickets for that show. Thursday, August the 1st, Bad Company, we have one pair of tickets for that show. Their special guest is Foghat. That'll be August the 2nd at 7:30. And then a big show, the Happy Together Tour 2019. Now, this is a lot of big bands from yesteryear. The Turtles, Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett, and the Union Gap, the Buckinghams, the Classic, I believe that's the Classic Four we have there, and the Cowsills. Now, the Cowsills, I believe, did some theme songs during their career. I'm trying to remember the theme songs the Cowsills did. I think they maybe possibly did more than one, but that show will be on Saturday, August the 3rd at the Ohio State Fair. All these shows either start at 7 or 7:30, and we have two pairs of tickets for that big Happy Together tour. So that's what you win. So let's get to some chances to win. Now, what we have here today is Ohio State Fair trivia. What else? That's what's going to drive our trivia questions today. So if you have an answer to any of these questions, go ahead, be the first to call me, 740-383-9944, and we will enter you in to the contest to win a pair of these tickets. Now, there are no internet giveaways, so, you know, there's none of that, but we've never done that on this show, so that's not a problem at all. So as long as you call on the telephone, you're in good shape. 740-383-9944. Remember, one entry per hour, so two chances today. All right, 23 coming up on 24 minutes past the hour. Let's get these questions out there. What was odd about the first Ohio State Fair? There was something very strange that happened at the first Ohio State Fair. Does anybody know what that was? That's question number one. Question number two. When was the first Ohio State Fair held and where? Two-part question. When and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? Now, you don't have to give me the exact dates. All you have to do is give me the year and where it was held. Where and when was the first Ohio State Fair held? Now, this is just a fun question. It's interesting because of the times. Does anybody know how much it costs to get into the Ohio State Fair the first year it was open? What was the admission to the Ohio State Fair the first year it was open? I don't know what the admission is now. I'm certain it's quite more than what it was during year number one. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? It's been there for a while now, but it wasn't there when it started. So what year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? All you have to do is tell me the year. Does anybody know that? And then I'll give you one more question today. What happened at the Ohio State Fair on the eve of World War I? Something significant happened at the Ohio State Fair. So there you go. There's the questions. 740-383-9944. Call in, give me a correct answer, and we can get you entered into the contest to win tickets to concerts at the Ohio State Fair. And a lot of concerts we have. Now, it's interesting as well, because we're not going to take your name out of the bucket. If you call in and answer a question right, and we draw your name out, and you win tickets, let's say, to the first concert, well, if you have more than one entry in there, you possibly could win tickets to another concert. So the more entrants, the better. But you can only enter once per hour. So that's the deal right now. So the questions are out there, 740-383-9944. What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? Does anybody know what happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? That should be a fairly easy one. All you have to do is tell me the year that the fair moved to its current location at the Expo Center. Does anybody know the year? How much was the admission to the Ohio State Fair the first year it was opened? How much did you have to pay to get into the Ohio State Fair the first year it was open? Where and when was the first Ohio State Fair held? Just tell me where and when. Tell me the place it was held, the city, the area, and you don't have to tell me the dates, but tell me the year. the year the first Ohio State Fair was held, and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? What was odd about the first Ohio State Fair? That's out there, too.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the admission was $1.
Not $1, but that's a good guess. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Not $1. We're talking about the admission to the first Ohio State Fair. Does anybody know the admission to the first Ohio State Fair? That's the first question on the table here. 740-383-9944. The question we were in the middle of there, what was odd about the first Ohio State Fair? Something very strange happened. Throw a guess out there. So the question's on the table right now. What was odd about the first Ohio State Fair? Where and when was the first Ohio State Fair held?
Go ahead, caller.
Well, is admission to the fair a dime?
Not a dime, but that's a good guess. That would be back in that era.
Hey, Scott, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Where has George Kasotis been? I haven't heard from him any.
You know, I believe he was in here with Charlie at the end of June. I think he was in here.
Okay, I was just making sure he was okay. I love listening to him and Charlie together.
Yeah, a matter of fact, what is this? Is this the last Wednesday of the month, or is next week the last Wednesday of the month?
I think next week. Today's the 22nd, I believe.
22nd. Yeah, he should be in with Charlie next Wednesday.
I sure hope so. I got a couple questions about restaurants for him.
Yeah, absolutely. 10 to 12, the last Wednesday of the month. George should be in here.
I'll call. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I believe George was in. I know George was in here in June because I remember seeing him. Now, he might be in here this Wednesday, too, because I forget how Charlie has that set up. It's either the fourth Wednesday or the last Wednesday, one or the other, that George Kasotis is on with him. So you might want to check out this Wednesday's show, too. He might be on this Wednesday, 12 to 2, or not 12 to 2, 10 to 12. Is when Charlie's on Wednesday, 10 to 12. Possibly George Kasotis this week. All right, the questions we have out here. What was the admission to the Ohio State Fair the first year they were open? Does anybody know the admission? What happened that was kind of strange the first year the Ohio State Fair was open? Something odd happened. Where and when was the first Ohio State Fair held? You just have to give me the place and the year that the first Ohio State Fair was held. And, of course, the admission. What was the admission to get into the fair the first year it was open? What year did the fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? It's been there for quite a while. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to the Expo Center? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? Does anybody know what happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We're going to be here for 2 hours today taking your guesses. And if you get a question right, you will go into the bucket to possibly win a chance to win some entertainment tickets at the Ohio State Fair. And these tickets have some pretty good values to them. Again, the entertainment rundown. Kids Bop World Tour 2019. We have 3 pairs of tickets to give away to that. That'll be Wednesday, July 24th. Chris Young is at the fair Thursday, July 25th. Leif Jennings, or is that Leif? Is it L-Y-F-E? Is that Leif Jennings? Might be. Friday, July 26th. Hank Williams Jr., which I think will be the big concert this year, Saturday, July 27th. It'll either be Hank Williams Jr. or Toby Keith with special guest Jimmy Allen on Monday, July 29th. Matthew West, Tuesday, July the 30th. REO Speedwagon might draw a big crowd, though, too. They have a special guest, Night Ranger. That's coming up on Wednesday the 31st. The SOS band Midnight Star, August the 1st. Bad Company with special guest Foghat, August 2nd. And then the Happy Together Tour 2019, which is the Turtles, Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Buckinghams, is it the Classic Four or the Classic Five? I can't remember. And the Cow Sills. Now, come to think of it, I think the Buckinghams did some television theme songs too. Does anybody know what theme song the Cow Sills did or the Buckinghams did? I cannot remember which it was. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I want to try a quarter on that admission.
Not a quarter, but a good guess. Thank you.
People love it when I say good guess. That's one of the funniest emails I've ever gotten, is people don't like when I say good guess. Well, you know what? I feel that they're all good guesses. Because, see, I went to college to be a teacher. I'm an education major. And one of the things, I'm sure your teacher probably preached it as well, was there are no bad questions. Well, I kind of feel like there are no bad guesses. If you call in and guess, why wouldn't it be a good guess? What am I supposed to say? No, bad guess, you're wrong. Who would do that? Anyway, does anybody know anything about the Buckinghams or the Cow Sills? I could look it up here on the computer, but I believe the Cow Sills did a theme song, and for some reason, I think it was Love American Style, but I don't know if that was it or not, or maybe they did more theme songs than just that. And the Buckinghams, I know, were popular, but I can't remember what the Buckinghams' big song was. I wonder how they do this show that's going to happen at the Ohio State Fair on Saturday, August the 3rd. The Turtles, Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Buckinghams, the Cow Sills, the Classic Four, I believe it is. Do they get up and perform like only their biggest hits? I didn't realize Three Dog Night was no longer together. I thought they were still out there touring. Guess I was wrong. But I'm sure Hank Williams Jr. will tear down the crowd, tear down the house with a huge crowd. I think Toby Keith will do the same thing. I think a lot of these shows will. A lot of good shows. Chris Young, hey, that's a big name. All right, call in, enter. Coming up on 36 minutes past the hour here. What was odd about the first Ohio State Fair? Does anybody know what was odd about the first Ohio State Fair? That's one question. When and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? Two-part question. Just got to give me the year. When and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? What was the admission to get into the Ohio State Fair the first year they were open? Does anybody know what the admission was? Have had a few guesses at that so far. What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? Does anybody remember the year that the Ohio State Fair moved to its current location at the Expo Center? What happened at the Ohio State Fair on the eve of World War I? Right before World War I, what happened at the Ohio State Fair? Now, some of these you might be able to just get with a guess. All right, those are the questions. 740-383-9944, 37 minutes past the hour. What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? What was the admission the first year the fair was open? When and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? And what was odd about the first year there was supposed to be an Ohio State Fair? Does anybody know what was odd about that particular year? Interesting. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open, and we're live here for 2 hours today. Now, remember, you can enter once per hour. So if you get an entry in this hour, you can also get an entry in next hour to win one of these entertainment show packages. I guess I should also mention we do have the other prizes still here to give away. We still have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds if you would like those. We have tickets to Zumbezi Bay. It's certainly going to get warm again here before the summer is out. We have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We have tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival coming up on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of August. So we've got the Dublin Irish Festival tickets, the Zumbezi Bay tickets, the Wilds tickets, the Columbus Zoo tickets, and a chance to be entered in the contest to win some passes to the Ohio State Fair entertainment portion of the Ohio State Fair, which is kind of nice. Oh, all right. What was the prize? Zoo tickets. Oh, I thought that's what it was. All right. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring if you know the answers to any of the questions that are on the table at this particular point. Hey, wouldn't it be fun to go down to the Ohio State Fair and see some of these entertainment shows? And the first drawing will happen tomorrow because Kids Bop World Tour 2019 will be happening Wednesday, July 24th. So we're going to have three big winners tomorrow during this program from 12 to 2. We're going to draw our first three winners. Kids Bop World Tour 2019. We have three pairs of tickets to that particular show. But do we have any guesses to the answers that are on the table? Guesses to the answers. That makes no sense. Guesses to the questions, I guess, is what we want to say. What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did the fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? What was the admission to the Ohio State Fair the first year it was open? Where and when was the first Ohio State Fair held? Where and when? Wasn't that a song? Who knows where or when? I think there was an old song. Maybe the Buckinghams did that song. Where or when? Oh, gosh, I was trying to think who sang that. I know that is an ancient song. Does anybody know about Where or When? I know a few years ago, Rod Stewart covered a lot of those songs. And I remember thinking, that is an odd choice to do a lot of these old songs, Rod Stewart, because he's kind of a rock person. But he did them very well. Where or when? Where and when? Who knows? Where and when was the first Ohio State Fair held? Just got to give me the year and the place the first Ohio State Fair was held. What was odd about the first Ohio State Fair? There is a big, huge thing that was odd about the first Ohio State Fair. 740-383-9944. I tell you what, I'll throw one more question out there today. Maybe the first five questions are too hard. Let's see. I'll throw one more out here. What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? Now that's kind of interesting because we're coming up on a big anniversary. I talked about it with Mary Ellen Withrow last week of women getting the right to vote and the first presidential election where women had the right to vote. So the question here is kind of a question about women. What year were women allowed to become fair ticket takers? Now, why before this they couldn't take tickets, I really don't understand, but that's the question. What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? What was the admission to the Ohio State Fair the first year it was open. Does anybody know the admission to the Ohio State Fair the first year it was open? When and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? Now, you just have to give me the year and the place. The year and the place the first Ohio State Fair was held. And the last question, what was odd about the first Ohio State Fair? 740-383-9944. Give us a ring if you have any answers to any of these questions. We'll get you entered into the big Ohio State Fair entertainment ticket giveaway. Or if you'd like tickets to Zumbeezy Bay or the Columbus Zoo or the Dublin Irish Festival coming up on August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Or Jack Hanna's Wilds. We have tickets to all those as well. We are wide open here today. 740-383-9944. 44 minutes past the hour. Still a chance to enter here in hour number one. And you'll have another chance to enter in hour number two from 1:10 to 2 p.m. today. 740-383-9944. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to pick up tickets to anything that you've won here at the station, you can still do that from 2 to 4, any weekday at this point. Well, I know Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Did I say 2 to 4? 4 to 6. I'm all over the place. See, I'm out of practice with these giveaways. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4 to 6, you can pick up your tickets here at the radio station. So there you go. 740-383-9944. Let's see if anything interesting is going on at the Tallgrass Trail this week. Looks like there's a lot of interesting stuff going on. We got Mammals of Ohio program at the Tallgrass Trail on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Come learn about the mammals that call Ohio home, geared for all ages. That's Wednesday, July the 24th at 6 p.m. And this, you know, I think George Kasotis will be on this Wednesday. 10 to 12, George Kasotis with Charlie Evers on Wednesday. Now on Thursday, James Anderson will be here on WWGH Radio with Charlie Evers, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And there'll be Kids Nature Crafts at the Tallgrass Trail under the shelter, from 6 to 8 p.m. That's coming up on Thursday at the Tallgrass Trail. This coming Friday, there'll be Kiddos at the Park outdoor preschool program at the Tallgrass Trail from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., geared for preschool-age students. That's Friday. And there'll be a night hike at the Tallgrass Trail, 9:30 p.m. Please bring a red flashlight. And that's geared for all ages. A night hike at 9:30 p.m. this coming Friday, TGIF, July the 26th. Then on Saturday, the Marion, Ohio Weather Hike Series at the Tallgrass Trail. Meet at the Her Road parking lot from 12 to 2 p.m. Great way to get out and explore the Marion County Parks. That's coming up on Saturday, the 27th, and then Sunday, there's a fun day at Sawyer Ludwig Park, 1 to 5 p.m. So a lot of stuff going on this week at the Marion Tallgrass Trail. And James Anderson, if you want to know anything about it, James Anderson will be here on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with Charlie Evers. All right, 47 minutes after the hour here, 13 minutes left in this hour still to answer a trivia question, and we've got plenty of them on the table. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? Does anybody know the year? What happened at the Ohio State Fair on the eve of World War I? Right before the United States got involved in World War I, what happened at the Ohio State Fair? What year did the Ohio State Fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? Does anybody know the year that the Ohio State Fair moved to its current location at the Expo Center? Now, here's the question we've had some guesses so far on. What was the admission to get into the fair the first year the fair was open? How much did it cost per person to get into the Ohio State Fair the first year it was open? I don't know what the admission is this year, but I'm sure it's not what it was the first year. How much did it cost to get into the Ohio State Fair the first year they were open? When and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? Two-part question. Just give me the year and the place the first Ohio State Fair was held. Does anybody know? The year and the place the first Ohio State Fair was held. What was odd about the first Ohio State Fair? There's something very strange that went on during the first Ohio State Fair. Does anybody know what it was? 740-383-9944. Now, if you call in, you can get entered to win tickets to some of the shows at the Ohio State Fair this year. This is not just general admission. We actually have tickets to the concerts that will be taking place at the Ohio State Fair starting on Wednesday night. So give us a buzz. Or, if you prefer tickets to Zumbezi Bay, or the Wilds, or the Columbus Zoo, or the Dublin Irish Festival, coming up on August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, we have those tickets as well. So, we're here. 10 minutes left in this hour, and a whole nother hour to go. We are live on this Monday, the 22nd day of July 2019, 12:50 in the PM, live. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. What happened the first year of the Ohio State Fair that was odd? Where and when was the first Ohio State Fair held? What was the admission to the fair the first year they were open? How much did it cost to get into the fair? What year did the fair move to its current location at the Ohio Expo Center? What happened at the Ohio State Fair on the eve of World War I? And what year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? All you got to do is tell me the year that women became ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair. And maybe I'll throw in one more question since we're going to do this for 2 hours today. When and why was the Ohio State Fair canceled? Did you know that the fair was canceled at some point during its run? You just got to give me the years here. What years were the Ohio State Fair canceled, and why was the Ohio State Fair canceled those years? So the rundown on the questions right now: when and why was the Ohio State Fair canceled? What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? What year did the fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? What was the admission to get into the fair the first year it was open? Where and when was the first Ohio State Fair held? And what was odd about the first year the Ohio State Fair was held? Well, I guess I should say, what was odd about the first year the Ohio State Fair? What was odd about the first year of the Ohio State Fair? Maybe that's a better way to phrase that question. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. Phone lines are open. 52 and a half minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. And remember, you can win tickets to any of the following entertainment shows at the Ohio State Fair. We have three pairs of tickets for Kids Bop World Tour, 2019. That'll be Wednesday, July the 24th at 6:30 p.m. Three pairs of tickets to Chris Young. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was it 20 cents to get into the fair?
20 cents. You have got it right. How'd you know that? 20 cents. Wouldn't it be nice if the fair admission was still 20 cents?
Oh, it sure would.
Yeah, we'd all go down to the fair for that one.
We sure would. We'd have fun.
Well, we'd get a car full and go down. What is your name?
I don't want in the drawing.
Oh, okay. What would you like?
I don't want nothing right now.
Okay. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we thank the caller for playing along. It was 20 cents to get into the fair the first year that they were open. 20 cents to get into the Ohio State Fair. Now, can you imagine how many people would go to the fair now? If it was 20 cents, they'll have huge crowds down there. The fair still does very well. But I'm not sure what the admission to the fair is now. Does anybody know how much the admission to the Ohio State Fair is now compared to the original admission, which was 20 cents? Does anybody know? Give me a call. All right. What was odd about the first year of the Ohio State Fair? Does anybody know what was odd about the first year of the Ohio State Fair? Where and when was the first Ohio State Fair held? Does anybody know that? Does anybody know where and when it was held? Go ahead, caller.
I believe it was 1849 that the fair was canceled because of the Asiatic cholera outbreak.
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that was not just a guess.
Well, that's what it said on on Siri.
Well, Siri knows her stuff. That is right. They got all excited. They were going to have a fair in 1849, and then there was a cholera outbreak, and they had to cancel the fair the first year.
Yep.
And here's an interesting side note to that. The groundskeeper for the fair, who was, I guess he was, that was a title that he was given, died from cholera, even though the fair didn't happen.
Wow.
Yeah, that must have been a nasty little outbreak. All right. Would you like to be entered into the fair contest?
Or could I have two tickets to the zoo?
All right. Let me see here if I can arrange that. All right. Now, do you know the office hours to be able to pick those up?
Yep. You just said 2 to 4. And
now, see, I said it wrong. 4 to 6.
Oh.
4 to 6. So you could pick those up tonight, 4 to 6, if you wanted to.
4 to 6? Okay.
4 to 6.
Do you know who this is?
I do know who this is.
Okay,
now,
good.
Now, do you know, before I let you go here, now, there might be people out there listening who don't know what cholera is. Can you explain to the people what cholera is?
It's a killing disease. It's, I would call that almost as bad as Ebola.
Well, it is, and it's terrible that there was an outbreak at that time, but apparently I think it messes with a lot of your intestines.
Well, all I know is it's a bad disease. You don't want to catch it.
It's not out there anymore, I don't believe.
No.
I think they got rid of it, but that's exactly right.
Well, we thought we got rid of measles, too.
Well, that's true. It did.
Yeah.
And then they're coming back. But that's because people aren't vaccinating their kids. For some reason, people got funny and decided they weren't going to get their kids vaccinated.
Right.
So, it's unfortunate. Well, hey, I thank you for calling, and I hope you continue to listen, Reverend.
Okay,
bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.
That's right. How about that? The first year of the Ohio State Fair, which was supposed to be 1849, the fair didn't happen. Because there was a cholera outbreak. And actually, the groundskeeper, the man who was supposed to be the groundskeeper at the first Ohio State Fair, ended up dying from cholera, even though the fair did not happen. How about that? Now, remember, our pickup times are 4 to 6. I said that wrong earlier on. They're not 2 to 4, 4 to 6. 4 to 6, Monday to Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. All right. We got 2.5 minutes left here. Does anybody know where and when the first Ohio State Fair was held? Just need the year and the place. Where and when was the first Ohio State Fair held? Maybe if you ask Siri, she'll give you the answer. What year did the fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? Does anybody know the year the fair moved to its current location at the Expo Center? What happened on the eve of World War I at the Ohio State Fair? Something happened on the eve of World War I. What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? What year did women become ticket takers at the Ohio State Fair? When and why was the fair canceled? There was a time when the Ohio State Fair was canceled. Does anybody know when and why that was? 740-383-9944. You can win tickets to the Columbus Zoo, Zumbezi Bay, the Dublin Irish Festival, which is August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds are a chance to be entered into the contest to win entertainment tickets to the Ohio State Fair. And a lot of great groups performing at the Ohio State Fair. Kids Bop World Tour 2019, Chris Young, Life or Leaf Jennings, whichever way you like it, Hank Williams Jr., Toby Keith, Matthew West, REO Speedwagon, the SOS Band, Bad Company, and the Happy Together Tour 2019 with the Turtles, Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Buckinghams, the Classic Four, and the Cowsills. We have tickets to give away to all of those, and all you have to do is listen and call in 740-383-9944. We're going to do this hour and next hour, and you can win you can win entry into the Ohio State Fair ticket giveaway once per hour, so you could win again today. Give us a call. Do you know the answers? When and where was the first Ohio State Fair held? When and where? The year and the place. What year did the fair move to its current location at the Expo Center? What happened at the Ohio State Fair on the eve of World War I? What year did women become ticket takers at the fair? And when and why was the Ohio State Fair canceled? There have been times when the fair was canceled. Actually, one time. When and why was the Ohio State Fair canceled? And we've had two winners, or one winner today. Reverend Lippert got the zoo tickets. So we've still got that. And we've had some correct answers. All right, stay with us. We're going to come back in 10 minutes, do some more giveaways. 740-383-9944. Don't you go anywhere.
I'm just stunned, frankly, that it has gotten this far.
To WCMH Channel 4 and Marshall. That being said, you've covered many a presidential race in your career.